Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special switch for Refuah Shleimah for Shalom Ben Gila, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. We're going to be learning Yirat Hashem B'Siyata Dishmaya, Sefer Oros, the section called Oros Yisrael, Osios Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. We have the original of Maran Rav Kook, and then the Perish of Rav Abiner to help us along the way. But I'm going to be reading from the writings of the Rav himself. Hayadut hanisit. You can get the sefer and you can look inside. Vehayadut hativit hein misholavot mishulavot zo bzo. The miraculous Judaism and the natural Judaism are intersected with each other. Achuzot achat bechavelta ka'achizat neshama beguf. They are holding on one to her friend like a body to a soul. It's like a person is composed of a soul and a body. So too Judaism has a soul and a body. We have our supernatural side, the Yahadut HaNisit, and then we have our natural side, the Yahadut HaTivit. And these two sides, these two aspects, are not a contradiction. They actually complement each other. They enhance each other. וחמלחמה שבאדם הפנימי היחיד שלפעמים הנשמה מתגברת והיא מאירה אבל הגוף נלקה על ידי זה יותר מדי ומתוך כך באה נטייה הופכית לחזק את הגבייה והנשמה סובלת מחשכת הגשמיות וחוזרת נטייה נשמתית להופיע. Just like you have a person, you have a war with an individual person. Sometimes the neshama is dominant and it shines, but then the body is getting a hit, it's taking a serious hit. And therefore the body says, I want to strengthen myself. And then the body becomes dominant, and then the soul suffers from darkness. V'chozeret nitiya nishmatit lahofia. Just goes back and forth. The body is dominant and the soul wants to get its place. The soul is dominant, the body wants to get its place. ובכל אותן העליות והירידות שיווי המשקל הולך ומתקרב. And with those ups and downs, we eventually come to a place of balance. כמו כן וביהדות הכללית. So too in our nation. כשהרעיונות תולדות היהדות הניסית מתגברים, הרי היהדות הטבעית נלקה. When the ideas of the miraculous Judaism, the spiritual side of Am Yisrael, becomes overly dominant, and then there's no side for the physical Judaism, for the body, we're made up of body and soul, we also have a body. If the body is negated, then even the soul feels it. וממילא מרגשת גם היא בחיסרון זה. The soul also feels this חיסרון. שבליקוי זה של היהדות הטבעית עובדו התהות שבקומתה הרוחנית של היהדות את בסיסו. וממילא בהדי הוצה לקי קרבה. ונלקה גם כן הנצח שביהדות הניסיות שבה והלך מחשבותיה, עומק רגשותיה וחותם המעשי שלה. And what happens is, together with the thorn, the actual fruit is damaged. So not only is the body damaged, the soul is also damaged. And then even our spiritual side is harmed and is not able to actualize its goals. If we try to start up with the Yahadut HaTivit, if we don't allow our natural side to have its expression, then we're going to suffer on both ends, sweetest friends. Ad asher b'koach ha'chazara t'chufa, and then it keeps going back and forth, ha'olechet uba ha'meshech shel t'kufot shonot, ha'ishtalmut ha'komatit shel ha'oma b'shivui ha'mashkal olechet u'metkarevet. And then we eventually find our balance, ve'olechet chem komemius, the pasuk says, k'shtei komos, Chazal say, a koma of guf and a koma of neshama. We have one floor of the body and another floor of the soul, Bava Gemar and Bava Basra, Ayin Hey. That's the Shtei Komos, And this can mean the body and the soul, and we find our true selves. And that is Hanetzach ve'ahod yachdav mashpi'im hem et kocham. Like it says in the Sefer Orot HaKodesh, Chelek Aleph, page Reishayin Dalet, Shte ha-sfirot shel ha-netzach v'ahod ein tziur letfos achat mi-ha-marachot b'lo tzeruf ha-shniya la. Ein ha-netzach mitgale bizuzo kim kshe-ahod ma-atzir alav mi-yfiat hodo, ve-ein ha-hod melabeveinu behadaro kim kshe-oz ha-netzach memula b'tochen pnimiyuto. In order to have the netzach, you need to have the hod. In order to have the glory of the hod, you need to have the eternality of the netzach. So the Netzach and Hod are mashpia their koach to the midah of Malchus. That midah and Malchus in Kabbalah is Knesset Yisrael. Usually in Kabbalah, midah of Hod is on the left side, Bekav Hadin. That's the Yadut HaTiv'it. The midah of Netzach is on the right side, the Kav HaChesed. That's parallel to the Yadut HaNisit. Knesset Yisrael is parallel to midah HaMalchus. That includes everything. The seventh midah of the lower midos, look in Oros HaKodesh in Chelek Gimel, page Kuf Yud Zayin. And that is in the middle, and that puts the two together. So when Rav Kook says, Va'netzach ve'hod yachdav mashpim heim et kocham, he's saying that the Shefa Ha'eloki is mushpa to midas HaMalchus from Netzach and Hod. So Rav Kook is often talking in Kabbalah, and we think we understand, but or maybe we think we understand, but it's hard to understand. And if you think you understand, maybe it's better to think again. But we can have a general idea that we have the Netzach, the Ruchnius, the Hod, the Gashmius, and they need each other, and then they're Mashpia, they're Koach unto the Malchus. U'kinesi t'rel mit'ala aleihem. And then Knesset Yisrael, which includes everything, is elevated above just natural and miraculous, and it comes to a great totality. Hi ha-makor li-yahadut b'chlala b'shnei arachei ha-klaliim. Knesset Yisrael elevates himself to the source of Netzach and Hod. Knesset Yisrael is a mystical idea of Malchus, of the Jewish people, which is beyond just the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Ki olal shnehem b'mahut ha-hitchalkut shalahem, Knesset Yisrael is the root from which emanate the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. V'mizohar teferet Yisrael harei hi sofeget et ora. In other words, Knesset Yisrael is absorbing light from Zohar teferes Yisrael. What is the midah of Teferes? The midah of Teferes is the midah of Shlemus, God's glorious wholeness, completeness. And that's the shine of Torah. When it says, Umizoach Teferes Yisrael, he sofeget et Torah, Va'teferet, says the Gemara in Meseches Shabbos, in Meseches Brachas, Zo Matan Torah. Nunches Amar Aleph. Tiferes is the giving of the Torah, and that's the Shleimus, and that's the wholeness. Torah, completeness. Torah includes everything. It's Stadim HaChomrim, and it's Stadim HaRuchnim, the Gashmius, the Ruchnius, the Yadus HaTivis, the Yadus HaNisis. So when Midas HaMalchus is Misached, unites itself with the other Midah, with the Midah of Tiferes, so then it's elevated above Netzach and Hod. We know that Chesed, Gvura, and Teferes are the higher three midos, and then Netzach, Hod, and Yesod are the lower three midos. And then when Malchus receives from Netzach and Hod, and then it combines with Teferes Yisrael, it absorbs the light of Teferes Yisrael, now it's elevated higher, now it's at the mid of Teferes of Matan Torah, which is higher than Netzach and Hod together. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook in the Sichos of Rav Tzvi Yehuda on Sefer Oros on page 210 explains as follows. Knesset Yisrael hi nishmat ha'uma. Knesset Yisrael is the soul of the Jewish people. Ha'nishmatiyut ha'mitgala be'uma ha'mitziyutit. The soulness that's revealed in the actual nation. V'tiferet Yisrael hi ha'makor shel Knesset Yisrael. The glory of Israel is the source of Knesset Yisrael. Nishmat ha'neshama. If Knesset Yisrael is the neshama, Tiferet Yisrael is the source of this neshama. Knesset Yisrael mekabelet mitiferet Yisrael u'misham sofeget et Torah. Knesset Yisrael receives from Tiferet Yisrael, and from there it absorbs its light. In two places in the Zohar, in Parshas Vayetze and Ba'aloscha, it says that Knesset Yisrael is the hemshech of Tiferet Yisrael, which is the makor ha'idea. The higher level, the root, is Tiferet Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael receives from there. In the Zohar and Vayetze, it says Tiferet Yisrael is the makor of Knesset Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael is the realization of the abstract soul. As the Zohar writes, Chelek Aleph, Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Tiferes Yisrael notal chula, v'chadismashcho Knesset Yisrael le'ela not la'of hocha kula. That Tiferes Yisrael takes everything, and when it's drawn down to Knesset Yisrael, then also Knesset Yisrael takes everything. So it says here that Knesset Yisrael, after it receives, it goes la'ela, it goes up, even though Knesset Yisrael is lower, it's the mid of Malchus, but when it receives from Tiferes Yisrael, it goes up, it goes higher, and then it also takes everything like Tiferes Yisrael. In the Zohar and Ba'al Oscha, it says Knesset Yisrael da gufa de mekabel l'nishim sadit Tiferes Yisrael. That's the guf that's makabel from the neshama, which is Tiferes Yisrael. So you have to look at the source of the matters. Hishlich mishamayim eretz Tiferes Yisrael, it says in Eicha Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph. Tiferes is the heavenly metzias that's revealed in this practical world of the Jewish people. Knesset Yisrael is makabel from Tiferes Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is nishmas klal Yisrael, and Tiferes Yisrael is nishmas haneshama. I hope we understood that. Umemela mismazgos hein shtei atzuros halalo asher leknesset Yisrael hanisis vahativis b'chol estafu yosehen b'mamad kazeh shekol achas marchivas gvul shel chaverta. And then they are combined together, the natural Judaism and the miraculous Judaism and all of their branches, and each one of them not only doesn't push away the other, but they expand the border of the other. Continues the Rav in Os Yud Gimel, Yevshar lihipared midveikut ha'elokit, v'yevshar leKnesset Yisrael lihipared mitzur yish'ah, Or Hashem Elohei Yisrael. You can't separate yourself from dveikus. Like Rav Kook writes in Pirkei Zeronim, Os Aleph, Yevshar lemtso ma'amad mevusas laruach ki'im ba'avir ha'eloki. It's impossible to find a basis for the spirit unless you have godly atmosphere. Hadveikut b'Hashem oschas ki hatshuka yoter tevit la'adam. Being dovek b'Hashem is the most natural desire of a person. Just like we have to live, we also have to be dovek b'Hashem. We can't live without godliness. So a person, no matter what, is dovek b'Hashem, even if doesn't realize it. That's his soul. Sometimes the body is so thick that he can't connect to that, but that's the nature of the human being. And Knesset Yisrael cannot detach themselves from the God of Israel. Just like every prophet is Davik Bashem, Klal Yisrael is Davik in Elokei Yisrael. Aval I ha'efsharut hazot ha'olechet u'mofiya b'chol ha'dorot yesh la hechreach tiv'i. But this impossibility of separating yourself from Dveikus that reveals itself in all the generations has a natural compelling force. Which means that the fact that man can't separate himself from Dveikus means that he's not a bocher to be Dveik Bashem. This Dveikus is forced upon him. And this is a Hechrech Tivi. And this Hechrech Tivi, this natural force, Sheinenu Noten Makom LeBirut HaDat LeGalot Et Pulata. It doesn't allow for clarity to reveal itself. In other words, when is your true value revealed? When you have Behiris Hadas, when you have Bechira Mudat, when you have awareness of free choice. And man, by his very essence, doesn't have free choice. We're compelled to be Davik Bashem. And therefore we don't have Behiris Hadas. But we have to have free choice, like the Rambam says. So what is our free choice? On one hand, by nature we're connected to God. On the other hand, we have to have free choice, otherwise we don't have Behiris Hadas to connect to God. Then what is it worth? So in order to understand the Talichim Historim, the historical movement of God, Historia, or Tudor Cookie to say, Hesterka, guide hiding himself in history. Historia Hesterka. So Rav Kook uses the Medrash Chazal to explain that originally man was created with two sides, two faces, man on one side and woman on the other, Panim Va'achor, and then God, so to speak, saw them. And then they had two backs, the back of the male to the back of the female. Vayapel al Shem Elokim Tardema al Adam, Vayishan Vayikach Achatz Mitzalosav. In other words, Tzela means a side. So he took one side away from man, meaning man was two-sided. We were androgynous, that's why Andrew is male, genus female, I think. So we were both male and female. Then God cut us up. Vayizgor basar tachtena. Then he sealed up man. God did the first surgery. Vayiven Hashem Elokim asatzela. Asher lakach manadim. He took the side that he took away from man. He built it into a woman, and then he brought this woman to man. That's what it says in the Zohar. The Zohar says God saw them. They were made as one, back to back, and then God sawed one side, and turned that sewed up man, and turned the other side into a woman. Len lo tobe yos adam levado. It's not a good mitzvah to be alone, just to be one person, even if you're both. But it's better to be two separate people and then come together. And then man can now face his wife and say, Zos hapam etzem me'atzam ayubasar mipsari. This time, a bone for my bone and flesh for my flesh. And that's the Zohar says, that's pshat in etzem e'atzame or basar mipsari. Begin lachzola di'inun chad v'lois peruda b'nayu b'chola. The Zohar says, kama mili d'rachminusi im'inun. That it says in the pasuk, zos hapam, these are very sweet words, says the Zohar, to draw love and to draw the woman towards the man, to love him. Look at how sweet these words are. Besimun inun milin. Why? Because he says, you're part of me. And once you're part of me, simemela, this is mamish the greatest shalom bayis. We're one. And then she says, oh, you're me? I didn't realize that. Man, I love me. And then they live v'shalom al Yisrael. It's mamish hafle v'fela pele plus. And then you have Bechiras Hadas after you're separate. So this is true nogea between the man and his wife. But it's also true benogea, God and the Jewish people, that we have to reach God through Bechira. So what did he do? He did the Nesira. He cut us away from him. Alkein b'im yamim shetal deiman ufelet el adam. We fall asleep. We forget we're godly. And then the man doesn't even feel the pain. It's like he's under anesthesia. And he doesn't realize he's dead. When you're separate from God, you're dead. V'atem advekem Hashem lekechem chayim kolchem hayom. And if not, we're dead. And that's why we blow the shofar. The shofar is supposed to wake us up. Wake up from your tardema. The tardema, you were put to sleep and you don't even realize that you're separate from God. How terrible it is. V'apartsufim ninsarim zeh mizeh. Ad she'aperud agamu nasa afshari. And then there could be a perud. And then Rachmana Litzlan, man can deny God. But the purpose of this is to give us the Behiris Hadas that we can choose God. Have Shariot the Dabir Gavoa Gavoa. Like it says in Shmuel Aleph, Perak Beis Pasagimel. Al Tarbu the Dabru Gavoa Gavoa. Gaiva the Gasus. It's a tremendous Gaiva. Al Dvar Shmad. Al Dvar Kfira. Al Dvar Perudim Muchlatim. Like a person can say, oh, there's no God, I don't have to worry about God, I'll manage. This all comes from the Nesira, from being cut away. And what's the purpose of the Nesira? To allow a person to be Dabek Bashem mitoch Bechira Chavshis. That's the highest level of Dveikus. La'ilo la'ilo when you're Dabek mitoch Bechira Chavshis. Beforehand it wasn't absolute Achdus, it was back to back, it was forced. Now it's face to face. It's desired. Hatsurit. Not only in the physical, but in the spiritual. Hachofshit. It's not forced. Kimisos chatan al kala yasis alayich elohayich. Just like the nesira between man and his wife allows them to be misached in the deepest way, both physically and spiritually. Mitoch Ratzon, mitoch Bechira, so to the Nesira that God does between us and Him, allow us to connect in the deepest way. Is that deep? All of Shir HaShirim is a mashal of man and wife, God and Knesset Yisrael. Hachizayon, this deep idea of the Sod HaNesira mitgaleh biyichusa shel haTorah el haUma, in the relationship of the Torah to the nation. Because Orais of Yisrael, we're one. It's natural for us to keep the Torah, but first we were forced. Kafaleim har kegigis, shachibur atavi olechem etparei l'adei anisira tardemit. We were put to sleep, and we were separated from the Torah. But when we finish, when the Nesir is finished, then we realize what the whole Nesir was for the Binyan, which brings to Amivila Achdut Mishuchlelet Achdut Yisrael V'Torah B'Tzura Arbe Yoter El Mona Min Achdut HaRishonit. We can connect the Torah in a much deeper way. V'Torah Chozeret L'Lomdeh V'Chol Banayich L'Mudeh Hashem Rav Shalom Banayich Atak Banayich El Bonayich. So we become great builders. In other words, this separating from Torah, this Bein Hazman, in these periods of history when we weren't learning, allows us to come back to the Torah with a tremendous cheshek. We had a period where very few people in Klal Yisrael were learning very much. World War II, and then after the Holocaust, almost nobody was learning. And there was this tremendous cheshek in Klal Yisrael to learn. And that's why today there's 80,000 yeshivas in Kol Olam, Baruch Hashem. So that's all the great plan of God, to bring us closer to Him, first to separate, and then to allow us to come back. Mitoch Behirus Hadas, with a tremendous tshuka. The Rav writes in the Siddur Olas Ri'iyah, Chelek Beis, Peis Shin Men Beis, Shin Men Beis, HaTshuva Yi Tamid Shruya Balev, Afilu Be'et HaChet Atzmo, HaTshuva Gnuza Yi B'Neshama, V'Sholachet Et Kaveh, Sheim Mitgalim Achakach Be'et Sheba Anoch HaMakore L'Tshuva. Tshuva is always in your heart, and even when a person's sinning, tshuva is there in his neshama, and it sends its lines, and they reveal themselves when he hears the call to tshuva. בעומק ההוויה של החיים המציאותיים מונחת התשובה. ובני שהיא קדמה לעולם וטרם שבא, החטא כבר מוכנת התשובה ממנו. על כן אין דבר בטוח בעולם כמו התשובה. תשובה has to come, because תשובה is before the world, תשובה is waiting. וסוף הכל לשוב לתיקון, וקל וחומר שישראל מובטחים ועומדים לעשות תשובה, להתקרב אל המצון המקורי שלהם, להגשים בחיים את טבע נשמתם, למרות כל הקירות הברזל, כל קירות הברזל עוצרים וחוצצים בעד התגלותו של טבע איתן זה. We're all going to come back. It's a no-brainer. There's no doubt about it, sweetest friends. We're coming back. It's just a matter of time. So we should all be zochem, it's Hashem, to connect to that tshuva, to feel the tshuka and the dveikus b'Hashem after this period of tardema, and be zochem b'karav mamish, lebi'az goel tzedek, והיה השם למלך על כל הארץ, ביום הוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד, רואו כל בשר יחדיו, כי פי השם דיבר. We're going to see in every dover that God is speaking, we're going to see the godliness in everything, and we're going to see how our soul needed God, and how God was with us all along, and we're going to live in a completely different world of godliness. Amen ve'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.